Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. In Jerusalem, temperatures are mild, while Tel Aviv enjoys a slightly warmer day. Haifa is experiencing clear skies, and Eilut is sunny and warm, perfect for those by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, sirens sound in Bahrain as Iran completes a second week of strikes against Gulf states following overnight attacks on Kuwait and U.S. military sites in Jordan. This update is from the Jerusalem Post, coming in just under an hour ago. Also, the United States strikes Iran again as Tehran rejects a ceasefire proposal and threatens Tel Aviv. This report was detailed by Ynet earlier today. Also this hour, Iran executes six accused of membership in a banned group as executions increase amid the ongoing conflict. Times of Israel shared this news in the past hour. Separately, Trump's new deal with Saudi Arabia is seen as detrimental to Israel, granting Saudi Arabia a path to a civilian nuclear program. This insight was provided by Forward from earlier today. And finally, Jake Girdwood Reich, a former player for A-League champs Auckland, signs a three-year deal with Scottish club Motherwell. This sports update is from the Australian Jewish News, posted 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a concerned citizen, posted just minutes ago about a missing four-year-old boy, Yuval Kogan, who disappeared near Hofet Beach in Ashkelon. An extensive search is underway, with police and volunteers involved. Belaz News highlighted that an Israeli was killed and four others wounded in a coordinated attack near Havat Gilad in Samaria this morning. Israeli forces are actively searching for the attackers. Middle East 24 reported that Iran has flown IRGC commanders and missile gear to Yemen. This move aims to strengthen Houthi capabilities and intensify regional conflicts. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in Bahrain. Iran continues its aggressive stance, striking Gulf states for a second week. The Jerusalem Post reports these attacks come on the heels of overnight strikes on Kuwait and Jordan. The escalating conflict threatens regional stability and increases the risk of broader military engagement. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions. Earlier today, Ynet reported that the U.S. launched another round of strikes on Iran. This follows Tehran's rejection of a ceasefire and threats against Tel Aviv. The ongoing hostilities could further strain U.S.-Iran relations and impact regional diplomacy. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlighted Iran's execution of six individuals accused of being part of a banned group. This is part of a larger crackdown amid the war. The move raises human rights concerns and could spark further protests within and outside Iran. In a related development, Forward criticized Trump's recent agreement with Saudi Arabia. The deal, which includes a path to a civilian nuclear program, is seen as a setback for Israel. The decision may alter the balance of power in the Middle East and complicate Israel's strategic alliances. Finally, on a lighter note, Jake Girdwood Reich's move to Scottish club Motherwell marks an exciting chapter in his career. As reported by the Australian Jewish News, this transfer highlights the growing international opportunities for Israeli athletes, bringing positive attention to Israeli sports. On the economic front. First, an Israeli startup is innovating in the AI space. Ynet Business reports that Eliolabs is developing sensors that allow AI to capture data in real time, raising $21 million for their efforts. Separately, Israeli startup Kedma is collaborating with Quantinuum to enhance quantum computing accuracy. CTEC notes this partnership aims to tackle significant obstacles in the field, promising advancements in technology. And finally, a major money laundering scheme has been uncovered. Walla Business reports the Jerusalem District Police and Tax Authority have unveiled a massive real estate voucher scam involving half a billion shekels. This investigation highlights ongoing challenges in financial oversight. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.